Hey, church family, it's the 5th of December. I hope you are having a great day today. I hope you are in the Christmas spirit, as we call it. And regardless of whether Christmas is typically a wonderful time for you or a difficult time for you, I want to encourage you to do everything in your power to make this Christmas special. So if Christmas is a hurtful time for you, or a time with remembrance of loss, I want to encourage you to do things that you can in order to bring joy and wonder to this season as we celebrate the birth of Christ. Now, earlier in the year, I encouraged you to make a prayer list. And for some of you, I know you joined us a little later on with Pray Today, but for the rest of you, I want to encourage you today to pull out that prayer list and make some kind of mark next to those prayer requests that God has answered. And I think that you will find that God is hearing your prayers, and that your prayers are effective. And so often we don't realize it, but those prayers that are answered, we don't even really think about until we look back and see that we had prayed specifically for those things. So let's give thanks to God for that today. In addition to that, whether you had a prayer list earlier in the year or not, I want to encourage you to write one out today. This is a great season that, you know, you've got the next 26 days of this month left to really get into that habit of praying for other people outside of our pray today time. So I want to encourage you to make that new prayer list. Edit your old one or make a new one today. Think particularly of people who need the Lord. Think particularly of people who are hurting physically or emotionally, and I want to encourage you to commit to praying through that list each day between now and Christmas. Also, as I always tell you, tell people that you're praying for them. Tell people that you have them on your prayer list. Tell people that you are being consistent about praying for them. And a couple good things can come from that. First of all, they will know that you really truly care. Second of all, though, when God moves in their lives, the hope is that they will look and remember that they had people who had fervently prayed for them, and then hopefully attribute that to your prayer, and which would strengthen their faith. So something to think about today. Let's pray together today and give God for thanks for all of the things in our lives that He has answered. Father, You are such a good God, and we thank You so very much for bringing us through the most difficult times in our lives. Thank You, Lord, for forgiving our sin first and foremost. But thank You, Father, for those things that we have prayed maybe days ago, maybe years ago, maybe decades ago, that looking back, You have answered. And Lord, today we just want to have hearts of thanks towards You and thank You for answered prayer. Lord, we also want You to put on our hearts those that You would like us to pray for. And Lord, we just thank You so much and pray that we would have joy this Christmas season, regardless of what Christmas in the past have been. And Lord, I just pray for those who are lonely out there today and those who just need encouragement. May we bring that encouragement today to them. In Jesus' precious name,